Let's focus our attention now on government, a briefing given today by the Department of Public Enterprises, as well as the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition, the respective ministers, Praveen Gordhan and Ibrahim Patel, talking in general about what government plans to do about the theft and damage to public infrastructure, but speaking very, very specifically about scrap metal and a ban on the movement of scrap metal out of the country. Babalwa Ndenze, EWN reporter, joins us for that. Babalwa, before we talk about the scrap metal controls, were any other plans, policies, initiatives detailed or announced, or are they really pinning substantial hopes on this one?
No, the briefing today, this morning, was specifically on this policy to address the large-scale theft of copper.
Right.
It really follows that February announcement in the president's SONA, where he noted the damage caused by the theft of scrap metal, and he committed to the decisive steps. And Ibrahim Patel, the Minister of Trade and Competition, Trade and Industry and Competition, says it's not just, you know, the physical value of copper or these other, you know, non-ferrous metals and copper alloys, you know, like brass. It's the enormous damage on the rail and, you know, cutting production in the economy. That's the big issue as well. And he says their research estimates the cost of this theft to exceed 37 billion rand annually. So one of these measures is to limit the export of certain products for a limited period. And the focus is really now on distribution networks, John, as well as the export of copper waste, temporarily prohibited for a six-month period. So after this six-month period of, you know, banning these exports of copper, a new licensing system will be put in place for all copper trading in South Africa. And these copper traders will need to register under, you know, the Second Hand Goods Act. And in order to register to trade in copper waste, applicants must show tax clearance certificates, for example. So these are just some of the measures that the department or the minister, which is Minister Praveen Gordhan, and as well as his counterpart in the police, Minister Peggy Tele, as well as the Minister of the President, Imoti Kungubele, who are leading this press briefing. And they're saying this teamwork amongst all these departments, as well as the police on the law enforcement side, and this will, you know, hopefully, you know, put an end to this wholesale theft by making it difficult to actually trade in this product.
So in a week in which Andre de Rete at Eskom, Babalwa, has said that they feel they're getting precious little help from the criminal justice system trying to fight theft and sabotage at Eskom, did any or all of these ministers spell out what they're going to do to build up the capacity that will surely be needed to make these plans actually practical and effective? Were they asked about that? Did they have any answers?
Well, they didn't really go into the capacity or do they have the capacity of things, but what they did say, and what the police minister, for example, on the law enforcement side of things said, is that they are now starting to hit, you know, some of these big players in these syndicates. And he lists them, you know, you have your level ones, you know, who are the guys who are on the ground, and you have level twos and level threes and fours, which the minister says are, you know, your really wealthy individuals that nobody knows about and live, you know, in fancy suburbs like Sandton, and have one of the examples he gave was that this one person had a fleet of about 11 cars.
Right.
So he says that they are, in fact, the investigations are leading to some arrests for these people that are involved in this syndicate of trading in stolen scrap metal. And they're also having, you know, trying to tighten the borders. That's Minister Patel said they'll be tightening the borders. It will be hard to leave the country, basically, with any of these metals that they've listed. And they will also prohibit, you know, cash transactions. So these are just some of the things that they say they're doing at the moment, and that they will be, you know, ramping up during this period until the six-month ban kicks in. They didn't quite give an exact time frame of when this six-month ban will kick in, but it's something that's going to happen quite soon, John.
Thanks so much, Babalwa Ndenze, EWN reporter.